crisis and financial crisis of Wells Fargo. Wait, let's see if there's anything in callback that I can get up. In and out. Is there a better way to contact us through email by the chance? Okay.
Hey, is John in?
No, he's not. Would you like to leave a message?
Yeah, before I do that, though, is there a good time to catch him normally?
He won't be back in the state until March 2017.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yay!
yeah, definitely. My name is Kyle. I'm calling over here with Cardiff. He has to have somebody else over there helping him out with financing, right?
No, we've actually shut our businesses down. We're waiting on him to get back, so we're not really doing anything right now.
Oh, really? Okay. What's the cause for that? You guys just waiting on him, really?
We're waiting on him.
Okay. Well, dang. Are you guys, you close your doors for good, or kind of just, doing work here and there?
We're not doing any work right now. We're just waiting. Like I said, I'm the only one here. We've temporarily shut down. And he should be back in about 6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months, okay. Where did he go?
He went to federal prison.
Oh, wow. Okay, sorry about that.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't mean to step on any shoes there.
He
a little curious.
He moved a deer without a permit, so he got 21 months in federal prison.
No way, just for moving a deer without a permit?
Mm-hmm. From his Ohio farm to his Florida farm, so yeah.
Oh,
well, actually, he moved for his partner, but it's still.
Oh, wow. That's kind of crazy there. I thought, there would definitely be some leniency since he's a landowner, you know, with a farm and everything.
No.
That's absolutely nuts.
No.
Well, my apologies, and I wish the best of luck to you guys over there.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.